Hello, my name is Dr. B. Athena McNeely Cobham. I'm the Chief Equity and Inclusion Officer for Grand Rapids Community College. We are proud sponsors and attendees of the Rockstar Woman Brunch Experience because this initiative is one of sustenance. Coming together with the community allows for nourishment, strength, a reclamation of purpose, and the ability to rebuild. We can't wait to join you.
Hey now, Tuscan Softheart family. We are practicing what it looks like to care for our emotional well-being with the same intensity that we care for our work, our families, our responsibilities, and even the expectations that others have for us. This is our space. We are understanding more and more that we cannot lead, love, nor serve from empty wells. And so all of us, I think, have realized that while we've been taught how to care for our physical bodies or how to care for other aspects of our lives, that we haven't always been taught how to consistently and authentically create space to care for our souls in the same way. And so these guided meditations at the end of the audiobook are designed to inspire practice. A practice of caring for our own well-being. Because here's the truth, y'all, nobody else is going to do it. And folks will continue to take and to take and to extract and extract, and we will find ourselves on E, and we'll find ourselves in a space of being high functioning but unwell if we don't shut down the noise and create space in our lives for rest. I hope even as you are listening to this, you are somewhere that feels good to your soul. For me right now, I am near my window. There are no artificial lights on. I am getting as much vitamin D from the sun as possible. My plants around me, I love to keep plants in my home that are air cleaning plants. So I have plants around me. I have a candle lit. It's my grapefruit candle, which inspires me, an awakening for me, just because of the time of the day. So I hope you have your favorite chair, your favorite place, your favorite ambiance, your favorite scents. You have your journal, and that you have all of the distractions as much as possible on mute so that you can tune into your own soul. So one of the ways that I have been practicing guided meditation is by creating a space of Sabbath for myself. And I know that Sabbath can have a faith or a religious undertone, but for me, Saturdays are my Sabbath days. And my Sabbath day is just my own way. It's how I invest in my own recovery. And so typically when it's a Saturday, I call those my Sabbath days. That's my cocoon days. I will often wash my hair and I will style my hair with a style that has to dry overnight just to keep me in the house sometimes, because y'all know how that goes. I try as much as possible to create it as a low contact, a low investment of energy to external things, and a high investment of energy into my own well-being and recovery. And I'm finding this to be even more true, especially in this season of coronavirus. Man, you know, productivity in pandemic looks so much different. For many of us, we're doing some of the same things we did before. We are still, some of us, working, even if it's not through our traditional forms of employment. We're still cooking, although I am the first to say there is cooking. And then y'all know there is Corona cooking. There are two different degrees of cooking. So we're still doing some of the same things. But one of the things that I realized is that in pandemic, my battery drains faster. It reminds me of a soccer app that my son has on my cell phone. When he uses this app, I can give him my phone and my phone could be at 88% battery life. After 20 minutes of playing with his soccer app, my phone is at like 34%. there are just certain apps that drain the batteries of our devices quicker. And the same thing is true in our lives. Even though we're doing some of the same tasks that we did before, have you noticed how it feels harder in pandemic? Because we're navigating both the pain and drain of this season of our lives. And so we need a Sabbath day. Whatever you choose to term or to call your day, pick one day, a day of rest out of the seven, one day of rest out of the seven to invest in your own recovery. And so this past weekend, what I did is I had washed my hair on Friday night and I knew it would be wet coming into Saturday, which would keep me anchored at home. And I actually went out in the morning and I sat in the Adirondack chair that I have on my grass. And I just sat in my favorite lawn chair. I had my journal. I had my leisure magazines, which this weekend it was my O magazine and my Essence magazine. I had my highlighters and my pens. And I just invested in myself. I listened to the sounds of community. I waved to neighbors. Both of the loves of my life were in the house, which was great because it was just me with me. And for me, I was as far as humanly possible as I could be from my laptop. And with so much of our lives occurring in digital spaces, I didn't even know how much I needed that to just physically put my laptop in that laptop bag, zip it up, and store it behind the couch. I didn't even want to see it because I know if I see it, it triggers for me a to-do list. And so I just sat in my lawn chair, in the grass, with my favorite little pashmina on, in my head wrap. And for the first few minutes, I just started breathing deep and listening. Try that with me. Just breathe deep as you can. And you're listening. And on the exhales, I imagined myself letting go. Just breathing deep, listening to my body, listening to my heart, giving myself permission to center myself. And then on the exhales, I started letting go. Letting go of the stuff that doesn't matter. Letting go of maybe injurious words or behaviors that happened from the week. Letting go of expectations that are not my own. Letting go of this false sense of go, 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 do, do, do. And in those few stolen moments, I allowed myself to be human without any titles. I allowed myself to be creation and not a content creator. I stared at the clouds and the trees. When was the last time you had a chance to do that? Just to look up and stare at the clouds and the trees. For me, trees are a sign of resilience. I watched as the wind blew and trees bent, but they didn't break. And it reminded me of the resilience that's in my own DNA. For me, out of my own faith tradition, I talked to the Lord and I know that He heard me. I used it as a time to pray and to let go. I even sent some text messages and laughed with my family. Some of you all might remember 90s rap, and so my oldest sister had sent me a text saying that she thought she saw Eazy-E at the grocery store. Now, any of you that are original hip hop heads know that Eazy-E has since long transitioned, but it sparked the most hilarious conversation over text between my sisters and my mother who had no clue who Eazy-E was, let alone why he would be at the grocery store. And in that moment of being outside and just laughing, it reminded me that even though we are distant, it doesn't mean we are disconnected. I also, in that time of the stillness of the morning, and I invite you to practice this too, I unpacked what I was holding. What's in your bag that you carried into your Sabbath from the week? I found myself sorting through what I had packed and releasing what I couldn't fix or couldn't change. In that time, I started to pray for strength where I have grown weak. You know, I came into this space of pandemic in a space of overfunctioning, to be really honest. I know you, like me, you've seen some of the memes that said, now's the time to launch 5 businesses and to write 38 books and to do all of these things. And yet you've probably also seen the memes connected to we need to rest and recover. And so I struggled to find out where on the continuum I would land. Would this be a birthing season or a becoming season or a just be season? And I realized that I needed a little bit of all three. And so in my Sabbath days, I had to pray for strength where I've grown weak. I had to remind myself that I can look ahead. I can envision. I just need to stop running too fast. So even as you think about your own life, how are you looking ahead, but how are you also tempering yourself so that you don't run ahead too fast? In my Sabbath time, I also use that to choose to see good and despair. And it's a time when I talk and not tuck. I find myself having conversations with the Lord outside with the birds. The birds were chirping and I was talking. Because I realize there's healing when I talk and there's frustration when I tuck. I slow down to honor the work that my body did this week. So as you get ready to have your next guided meditation time, as you get ready to practice this, here's some things to think about. What will your ongoing day of rest be? How will you invest in your own recovery? Breathe deep and listen. Exhale and let go. Laugh on purpose. Give yourself grace and space to be a human being without any titles. Stare at the clouds and the trees. Connect with nature. Read those leisure magazines and those fiction books. We don't always have to read books that improve us. Sometimes we just need to read books that inspire us or books that let us escape into other realities. Talk, don't tuck, and look ahead without running too fast.